All right, Freckle, how's those Pringles post race?
They're all right. I'm not a Pringle guy. I love chips though. Yeah. Doritos, you know.
My wife's like, yeah, you. She's never seen anybody devour Doritos like me.
Yeah, chips and salsa. That's how you judge a Mexican restaurant, how good the chips and salsa are. That's kind of my motto. So, yeah, I love some chips.
Okay, so I was thinking about your race when I saw you, and I was like, honestly, at one point, you were 4 seconds behind the guy in front of you, and I think 6 seconds in front of the guy behind you. So I don't know what happened early, but it feels like you were kind of rode by yourself.
That was all I had today. I was sicker than a dog this week. Just no energy. It was a salvage race. I knew coming here it was going to be a salvage race. Just salvage as many points as I can. Don't lose too much on the guys behind me or in front of me, and just do the best I can. I'm not a whoop guy anymore. I feel like I'm using my head too much, which is good, right? I'm keeping it on two, but I'm also I'm not willing to hang it out in the whoops like I used to be able to, or like the young kids nowadays. So happy to see in the main event the guys around me start jumping them. Figured out a jump line quick, kind of managed the race there in the middle just with my energy. I didn't know where I was going to be towards the end. I didn't want to bonk and then just be getting passed by guys at the end. So made a push the last four or five laps to get max and just couldn't get close enough. But happy with it. Glad it's over. Go get healthy, do some riding back home in Texas with Nate, and come out swinging Seattle. Seattle's probably my favorite race. My first podium there. Okay. Good vibes. I like it. So
this was a tough track, wasn't it? Like for everybody.
Yeah. It was. I mean, well, half the track was whoops, so that didn't play into my favor at all. So yeah, it is what it is. I like the ruts. I like it getting nasty like that. I feel like that's kind of a strong point for me. I had fun considering and just try and be better next time.
Overall season, how you feel?
Good. I'm really happy with it. It's been a solid start. I'm fourth in points still. Two top fives already. Hopefully get a couple podiums here soon. And if it's there, it's there. If it's not, I mean, kind of the team is using this as like a World Supercross practice prep. Yep. Keep sharp. Just have fun with it.
You're a veteran now. You've been around a long time. This Jet kid is amazing, man. He's phenomenal. He's quadding out before the finish. You know, he's I mean, again, you've seen a lot of these dudes. How impressive is this kid?
It's really demoralizing, to be honest with you. A kid who barely hit puberty is smoking us that bad. But no, I mean, Jet's awesome. Like, he's awesome. Hunter's awesome. Like, they're both just incredible. They're perfect. Right. They're literally perfect on the dirt bike, and it's very it's cool, but it's also like, man, I'm not as good as I think I am.
Well, I asked you because you have a lot of skill. I feel you have a technical skill on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
You could do big jumps. You can do rhythms. You know what I mean? Maybe the whoops back in the day. But so that's why I'm somebody like yourself, like, you know, you know what to do. Maybe you can't necessarily do it, but you at least can know that. And so you watch Jet and you're like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. I've always kind of had that mindset that, like, if someone else does it, I can do it.
Right.
Unfortunately, the first 3/4 of my career, I was always the first one to try it, and it worked out sometimes and sometimes it didn't. But I really look around a lot in practice and kind of keep an eye on guys and like, okay, they're jumping that now I can do it, right? You know, so just being smarter that way. And honestly, like I don't even consider Jet like I'm racing Jet. Like he's better than me. I'm not gonna try and kill myself to try and beat him, because I think he could run circles. I mean, I know he can run circles around me. He does it every weekend. So
he might be a podium guy on his 250 in the 450 class. I mean,
it's gnarly. Like the guy, it's just it's impressive. So try to pick up on some things. I like looking at people's bikes and their setups and stuff, and kind of seeing like, oh, okay, he's doing that with his levers. Like, I wonder what's going on there, and kind of trying stuff like that. So it's impressive. It's cool to see, and he's amazing for our sport. I think it's going in the right direction.
Cool. Thanks, Michael.
Appreciate it.